was Miserlou, which was the theme from Pulp Fiction by Two Cellos. We've got all four people on the mics right now. We got myself, Sam Lipsy, DJ Slips. We've got Thomas.
DJ Rizzle King.
Patrick.
Don't have a name yet.
All right. And Vince, how you doing over there?
Hola, I'm doing well.
Oh, that's good.
Oh,
there we go. Some switching up, switching
Espanol.
Up. Ooh, I think...
Little known fact, I'm a Spanish genius.
Oh, okay. So,
for those of you who aren't aware, that is a quote from Community.
That's a very, very, very good show. We would all recommend it.
Yeah.
I mean, Thomas hasn't seen
it. Well.
So, it's kind of disappointing. Thomas, can you get us queued up with a song right now?
All right. Up next, we got some Olly Murs.
All right. Let's hear it.
A troublemaker, girl.
You had me hooked again from the minute you sat down. The way you bite your lip got my head spinning around. After a drink or two, I was putty in your hands. I don't know if I'll have the strength to stand. Oh, trouble, troublemaker, yeah, that's your middle name. Oh, I know you're no good, but you're stuck in my brain. And I wanna know. Mind. I see a silhouette every time I close my eyes. There must be poison in those fingertips of yours. Cause I keep coming back again for more. Ooh, trouble, troublemaker, yeah, that's your middle name. Ooh, I know you're no good, but you're stuck in my brain. And I wanna know.
For all of our listeners out there who are wondering, listening to a little bit of The Lion King.
We're also required to say that it is WMFO Medford between 55 and 705, and we have 30 seconds, so it's WMFO in Medford. You're
continue
welcome.
To enjoy the Lion King.
Thanks, FCC.
Unrolling high through the sapphire sky, keeps great and small on the endless round. It's the circle of life, and it moves us all through despair and hope.
All right, we have a caller on the air. You are on the air. Can you give your name to the listeners?
My name is what?
Can you give your name for the rest of the listeners?
Oh, my name is Jonathan.
How are you doing, Jonathan?
Doing pretty good. I'm really enjoying the set list.
Thank you. We try very hard.
All right. Jonathan,
yeah,
you want to...
Rizzle, whatever. He's doing great.
Thank you so much. All right, you have any requests?
Oh, yeah, my request is that you explain your DJ name.
Okay, well, my DJ name was actually given to me by DJ Slips.
Yes.
We are both avid Harry Potter fans, and I think, I believe it's book 5 or book 6?
It's a good question. I'm not sure.
I think it's in Harry Potter. We're going to go with book 5. When Ron Weasley is playing Keeper, they give him the nickname Weasel King, which has been adapted to Rizzle King, is the origin of my name.
Yep. And so basically, what happens is that Malfoy tells Harry and Ron to, quote, "Be good now, Potty, Weasel King." And hence we get, from Weasel King, we get to Rizzle King. Quite, I mean, I think it's pretty logical.
There's many variations.
It's a little obscure.
Yeah. Can you tell me about the weirdest call you've ever gotten?
The weirdest call?
This one.
This is probably the worst.
This is the only call we've ever gotten.
This is our time on the air. So.
So this has to be the weirdest
one. I think the first one was pretty weird.
Oh, we did get one from my neighbor. So.
Neighbor?
Sam's roommate. We did get one call from him pretending not to know us, but.
Yeah, so I would say. Congratulations, you are the weirdest caller.
Very enjoyable call, though.
Given that we have to pay to be on the air right now, there's no prize for calling, but maybe One day, there will be.
Do you have any song requests that you like to throw out?
All of My Love by Led Zeppelin.
All of My Love. All right, let's see if we can make that happen.
John, where are you from?
I am from Alaska.
Alaska? Whoa. Where in Alaska?
Juneau, the capital.
Oh, wow. And wait, do you go to Tufts?
No, I live in the neighborhood.
You live in the neighborhood?
Oh, wow.
All right, can you tell us a little more about yourself?
Yeah, I dog sled.
You dog sled? Oh, wow, like in Balto?
Yeah, like in Balto.
Oh my god.
That's awesome. That's the coolest thing I've ever heard. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Like, how does one get into dog sledding?
Yeah.
So you said All of My Love?
All My Love Led Zeppelin.
All My Love.
Oh.
That's a qualifier.
Well, I got into it because my parents did, but you have to start really young because you have to, like, learn how to, like, talk to the dogs and tell them, like, what to do. Because it's pretty complicated because you're not just, like, going straight down a bunch of snow. Like, there's different slopes and they have to, like, adapt their form. They have to go left and right and, like, through trees and stuff. It's a great sport.
That might be the coolest thing I've ever heard.
You are now confirmed as our weirdest caller.
I'd say coolest.
Well, you know, it's most
definitely coolest.
Very cool, though. That's very awesome.
All right, I think we can oblige your song request.
All right, this is All My Love by Led Zeppelin.
Oh,
That was All of My Love by Led Zeppelin. That was a request from our coolest caller.
Mm-hmm. Definitely our John, coolest caller.
Dog sledder, and in remembrance of those comments is what happens when you don't think about what you're going to say. We're going to have a couple dog facts, dog sledding facts for you right now. So we're looking them up, and what we've got here is that a dog sled team can travel at speeds up to 20 miles per hour, which is really fascinating.
Wow.
And in line with Tufts academic integrity policy, I will cite my sources. That is from wonderopolis.org.
Another fact, we have no idea how accurate these are, but another dog sledding fact is that when picking out a sled dog, they must have a very dense coat of fur as a puppy. That is from a website called Dog Sledding.
Well, then you know it's accurate.
This is probably not accurate. I'm sure John could correct us.
Well, John, if we got any of those facts wrong, you feel free to give us another
call.
Yeah,
why not?
You know, we've got another 45 minutes or so left on the air. So,
yeah.
Alrighty.
Now, coming up next, we actually have another guest on the show, but before we get to her, we're going to play another PSA. So, DJ was okay.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All right, thank you for listening to that very important PSA.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so as promised, we have another guest on the air now. She did not want to come on the air, but she's agreed to come on. So Bridget, say hello to everybody.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going great, Bridget. Bridget, do you have any song requests for us?
I would like to hear So American by Portugal the Man.
I think we can make that happen. Here is So American.
Just a mission in a gun that they rainbows in Vietnam. brothers in the love that was started. You by the one they call Jesus Christ. He may not know no rock and roll, and there may not be a heaven or a place to which to send you, but you know.
That was So American by Portugal the Man.
So I can confirm we have two more viewers on top of our long list. Shout out to my mom and dad. Love you guys.
Ooh, okay. So how many is that now? Because we've got, I know four from my family.
I think three from my family.
Ooh, very nice.
That's a nine plus a John.
Oh, plus John.
That gives us a double digit.
Hope you're still listening, John.
Wow. Double digits.
This is a new record for us, because this is our only second time on the radio.
All right, so we're going to change things up a little bit right now. As I'm sure many of our listeners are aware, this is Halloweekend.
Which means that we're, just studying.
This means we're going to be studying
down,
until about 10 o'clock tonight, and then maybe watching a movie.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But in the spirit of Halloween, let's give some Halloween-based musical entertainment. This is The Monster Mash.
That's a very interesting way of describing a song.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It got on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun
in a shoebox.
The party had just begun
in a shoebox.
The guest included Wolfman,
in a shoebox,
Dracula and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
played the monster mash. Out from his coffin Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you, my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
All right, that was the Monster Mash. We have a caller on the air.
What a busy
now,
day.
This is a busy day. This is going to be Daniel.
Oh, Daniel.
Daniel, you are on the air.
Wow, I have a brother named Daniel.
I'm on the air?
I have a brother named Daniel.
What a coincidence.
I know.
What a coincidence.
I have a math Daniel.
What a great name.
It is a great name. Yeah.
whoever named him that deserves all the credit in the world.
I know. It's almost like your parents are listening.
I wonder if they're listening.
Ah, me too.
I hope they know how much I appreciate and love them.
Exactly. I also hope that they know how much I appreciate. Well, how much I appreciate and love my parents. Clearly, we're not related. Wow. This wasn't.
They are very different people. I'm pretty sure this
message.
Is my brother on the line. Actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Daniel, do you have any requests for us? It's okay if you don't.
Ooh, any requests?
Yep.
Thriller. Yeah, can you play
Thriller?
That we can make happen.
That we can make happen.
You're
there
making
we go.
My night.
We're very glad to do
best
so.
Radio station ever with the best DJs.
Oh, I mean, that's a ringing endorsement from a complete stranger.
5 stars.
Wow.
All right. Here is Thriller.
No bias.
By Michael Jackson.
No bias at all. All right, Daniel, all right, not Lipsy. Thanks for calling in.
Here is Thriller by Michael Jackson.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
the man. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Alrighty.
Ooh, spooky, spooky.
Spooky stuff. All that was right. Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Yep. Thank you for the request. Not my brother Daniel. We're not related. He called in totally independently. We have lots of listeners.
They do say that it's about 1,000 listeners per caller, so we're rocking at about 2,000 listeners
right
now.
I have heard that statistic, so yes. I'm going to have to say that we probably have a couple, you know, like 100,000 listeners probably.
Yeah, I'm not saying this is the most listened to radio show in America, but...
But I'm not saying it's not.
I don't know what I'm saying. Sam, what do you got next for us?
We're going to continue with the Halloween theme. Sound effects. All right, Thomas, since the classical music... Oh, there it is.
This is Toccata and Fugue in D minor. That was Toccata and Fugue in D minor. Just the toccata.
Wow, great sound effects.
Thank you, thank you. Shout out to Big Button Box. Native advertising.
All right. Native advertising. We're just going to take a quick break from music just to unwind a little bit, just talk about some of, just in the holiday spirit, spirit of Halloween. We're just going to talk about holidays for a second. realizing that was not the smoothest transition, but I'm just going to throw out there that I am not the world's biggest Halloween fan. I don't know who else in the studio shares that sentiment with me.
It can't compare.
No, I mean, okay, it can't compare, but it's not really a holiday. It's just a thing that you do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just kind of weird that this one night of the year, it's okay to go dress up as people that you're not and knock on strangers' doors.
I know, but that's like putting me in the league with NBA players and then saying I'm not very good.
What?
Yeah. How is it like at all?
Because Halloween isn't, it's not even in the same league as other holidays. So you can't say that it's not a good holiday. Because
If I were to pick two Halloweens over two Groundhog Days, I'd pick two Halloweens. But if I could fill...
There's some irony in picking two Groundhog Days, but okay.
Ah, Bill Murray. I get it. I would much rather have two Christmases than two Halloweens.
Now, two Christmases, two Thanksgivings.
Christmas isn't special if there are two of them.
Well, there's an entire movie about that. It's called Elmo Saves Christmas, and Elmo wishes for Christmas every day. And he goes...
I've not seen that one.
Work out for him.
It doesn't... You know what? He goes all the way through a year, and by the time he gets back to the real Christmas day, it's not special anymore.
Did this one win any awards?
It did not. My family watches it on Christmas every year, though, in case you were wondering.
Okay.
I think if I'd had to have to rank anything, I'd put Christmas at the top of my list.
No, easily.
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the easy winner.
No, okay. Not easy.
I'm sure I'm going to catch some ridicule for this. My parents, if you are listening, I love you dearly. I don't like Thanksgiving food.
Oh.
If we could have breakfast food on Thanksgiving in that volume of food, if it was okay to gain 7 pounds of pure breakfast food, I would look forward to it.
Thomas, you know this is archived for 2 weeks.
I do know this is archived for 2 weeks.
2 weeks from now, someone will know that you said that you don't like Thanksgiving.
It's not that I don't like it. I would just...
You have it so rarely.
There are Thanksgivings when I have thought, I'd rather just order a pizza right now.
No.
I agree with Thomas.
Thank you, Bridget.
What?
I don't like Thanksgiving food.
It's not the best. It's really not.
Oh, my God.
You have it once a year.
It's just so rare.
And for a week after.
All right. Well, I'm sure...
What are your thoughts on Thanksgiving leftovers?
Oh my god, that sound effect,
you're going to give me the sigh?
Okay. No.
Oh, you don't give a
sigh
to that.
Here's my thing. I don't spend Thanksgiving at home, so I never end up with Thanksgiving leftovers. Mm. So I am not the best person to ask about them.
Okay.
Thanksgiving mashed potatoes.
Leftovers are some of the best
mashed potatoes. You just make anything out of it.
I enjoy turkey. I enjoy stuffing. I enjoy mashed potatoes.
What about the thing with the marshmallows on top? Sweet potato with marshmallows on top?
Okay, I'm not.
That's not part of my Thanksgiving tradition.
Yeah.
A big part of my family Thanksgiving tradition is pie, and I've gotten a lot of ridicule in my family for not liking pie.
Pumpkin pie?
No pie.
3.14 is awesome.
Well, I mean,
okay.
I'd rather take 22 over 7 if we're being a little bit less precise.
Oh my god.
For all of our mathematicians out there.
We go to Tufts.
In case you couldn't tell.
Okay, we're going to get another song out there for all of the listeners that we still have. Zero.
Thank you for bearing with us through that conversation about holidays.
This next song is I Got a Woman by Ray Charles, which was sampled in Kanye West's Gold Digger.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was.
So it's very good.
All right, here's I Got a Woman.
Well, I got a woman way over town. That's good to me. Just for me. Oh, yeah.
never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right, never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's my baby. Don't you understand? She's all right. I don't know. She's all right. She's all right. She's all right.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. That was I Got a Woman by Ray Charles.
For all of those interested out there, we got another call.
Another one.
Another one. So he's actually requested a song. His name was Rick, but he did not want to be on air. So this is What A, in parentheses, Wonderful World by Sam Cooke, who... we're just going to listen to it right now.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying. Well, maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me,
thank you.
right. That was Baba O'Reilly by The Who.
Yep, and just because I didn't have time to do it last time, when I said we had a caller, we're going to try that again. So, Thomas, could you say that we had a caller?
We had a caller.
There we
DJ
go.
DJ Slips is a big fan of sound effects.
I have an app. It has the bravado. It has a lot of
surrounding.
It has a lot.
Literally
of
anything. So, Sam, you got anything for us?
I do. This is from my ninth grade Spanish class. It's called it's called Tiburón.
Oh, this class is interesting.
Proyecto Udo.
Seguía una fresca. Got myself some rum, 'cause where I'm from sometimes you need some. Me tomé mi trago y una princesa pasó por mi lado. La miré con ganas, con esa carita de fama. Ella miró, oh sí, ella pasó, oh no. Ella se volteó con una sonrisa. Tengo que bailar con esa muñequita. El DJ puso brinca y enseguida quise jalarla pa' la pista. Y cuando llegué, ahí llegó el tiburón y con él se me fue.
That was El Tiburón by Proyecto Uno.
Ooh, did you take Spanish in high school?
Whoa. I did take Spanish in high school.
Accent is impeccable.
Wow.
We have another song coming up for you right now. It is actually a very special song.
Yes, very special.
Very special because it is from the show Community.
Yes.
Which is my favorite TV show.
Great show.
Great show. It is Somewhere Out There by Linda Ronstadt. I feel like those people listening right now will know it.
I hope you do.
I hope you do. But it is really all over the show if you look for it. So yeah. This is Somewhere Out There.
we'll find one another in that big somewhere out there. And even though I know how very far apart we are, it helps to think we might be wishing on the same bright star.
And when the night wind starts to sing a lonesome lullaby, it helps to think we're sleeping underneath